This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's World Report for the week being the 17th of April. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It is Syria's Independence Day on Monday and Iran's National Army Day on Tuesday. Watch them both for announcements about the world's number one hotspot. And if you want insight into Trump thinking on the subject, on Friday, General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is talking to Washington's press corps. In South Korea, ousted President Park Chin-wee will be indicted for corruption on Monday, while at the end of the week the French stage the first round of their two-stage presidential elections. Turkey will next week be coming to grips with the result of a constitutional referendum to grant near-dictatorial powers to President Erdogan, while South African President Jacob Zuma faces another vote of no confidence. Meanwhile, in Jakarta, the top candidate for the governor's job is on trial for insulting the Quran. In Venezuela, the opposition plans the mother of all marches in protest against the heavy-handed rule of President Nicolas Maduro. Next weekend, Germany's far-right, anti-immigrant and anti-EU Alternative for Deutschland party holds its national convention to nominate its candidate for chancellor in the autumn elections. Also at the weekend, the world's finance ministers descend on Washington for the annual spring meeting of the IMF World Bank. And finally, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II celebrates one of her birthdays on Thursday. The British monarch is unique in having two birthdays, her biological birthday on the 21st of April and her official birthday on the 10th of June. By the way, Her Majesty will be 91. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAhead.News.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 17th of April. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Syria will continue to top the agenda next week, with possible announcements or repercussions timed to coincide either with Syrian Independence Day on Monday or Iran National Army Day on Tuesday. Insight into the thinking of the Trump administration may be provided by General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, when he addresses Washington's press club on Friday. On the other side of the world, ousted South Korean President Park will on Monday be formally indicted for corrupt practices. Elections to replace her are scheduled for May the 9th. French presidential elections enter their final week before the first round of voting on Sunday. The top two candidates from a field of 11 face each other in a runoff poll on 7th of May. The most likely pair are centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron and the far-right leader of the National Front Party, Marine Le Pen. Turkey can expect an unsettling week after its constitutional referendum on Sunday. The country went into the vote divided on the issue of near-dictatorial powers for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and is unlikely to emerge united. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma is also in trouble. He faces a no-confidence vote in Parliament on Tuesday. Zuma's latest crisis was sparked by his sacking of popular finance minister Parvin Gordhan. Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, stages an interesting gubernatorial election on Tuesday. The incumbent Christian governor Basuki Purnama is in the runoff and also on trial for insulting the Quran. Venezuela's troubles continue. On Wednesday, the country's largest opposition party, the Democratic Unity Coalition, is scheduled to stage what has been billed as the mother of all marches against the rule of Nicolas Maduro. Germany is due to stage federal elections in the autumn, and observers are closely watching the performance of the far-right, anti-EU, anti-immigrant, Alternative for Deutschland party. On Saturday and Sunday, the AfD holds its federal party convention to choose its candidate for the chancellorship. An Italian court on Thursday is expected to decide on criminal proceedings against oil giant Shell and its Italian partner Eni for allegedly doling out $1 billion in bribes to Nigerian government officials. The IMF World Bank annual spring meeting brings the week to an end as the world's top finance ministers gather in Washington on Friday through Saturday. The meeting will be preceded by the IMF's publication on Tuesday of its annual World Economic Outlook. And that was next week's news today from LookAhead.News.com so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.